You Liam Neeson's?
Yep,
I am.
I told you I would find you. I hope I'm on another boat when your luck runs out.
You feel you've gotten a good night's entertainment, then go ahead, tip the dancing bear.
I'm funny, right?
I don't even try. This is just how I talk now, which is pretty cool, yeah?
Release the Kraken!
Penicillin works just as well.
Inspector, leave!
The one and only
Liam Neeson!
I'm down and I can talk about Liam Neeson's.
It's full Liam here on Movie Fridays. They're gone all Liam all the time back there in the control room. I love it. Rafer, what do you think?
I love it. Where's it? Was Good Cop, Bad Cop in there from Lego Movie? I didn't hear him.
I don't know if I heard Krull. I hope I did. Did I hear Krull, somebody?
Oh,
I'm not getting a thumbs up about Krull. Nobody has seen that movie. They should not see it. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, here with us. Good to have you, Rafer.
You too,
we've got the new Liam Neeson movie, The Commuter, coming up. I've got some Liam Neeson trivia for you. Don't answer now, Rafer. You're going to answer this back at the end. I want you to listen to this classic, this ever so classic Liam Neeson line.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you.
Your task is to complete that famous classic Liam Neeson line. Rafer, hold on to that.
All right.
Let's go to The Commuter. Liam Neeson, Vera Farmiga, Patrick Wilson. A businessman is caught up in a criminal conspiracy during his daily commute home. Here's a clip.
What's your problem?
Mike, you gotta let the lady go.
You don't get it, do you? She wants you dead. You witnessed a murder. You have something that she wants. Something she's willing to kill for.
Okay, Mike, you gotta let her go, Mike. Let the lady go. Mike.
Hand me the phone.
Mike is not letting it go.
No, he won't let that phone go. You can hear it dinging, and he won't let it go there in the background. Yes, that's Liam Neeson. He's a businessman, former cop, of course, so he does have a particular set of skills that he can use when it comes in handy. I loved one of my favorite Liam Neeson movies the last few years was Nonstop by the same director as this, Jean-Michel Serra. Also transportation-based, in the middle of an airliner, in mid-flight, and he's got to find a terrorist murderer on that flight. That was great because it was so simple, so compact. This one, not quite as neat and streamlined. You know, it takes a little more backstory, a little more exposition, some kind of complicated deaths. Not quite as satisfying, but still pretty good. You know, here we are in the middle of January. There's just not that much to see. And this is a great, fun, you know, sort of entertaining, junky action thriller, again, with Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I mean, if you're low on Liam, this will satisfy your craving.
Yes, this will fill your tank.
Your Liam tank, and we all have one. We all know. Rafer, can we take it down just a notch from Liam Neeson and transportation-based thrillers for 1 second.
Okay.
And talk about Paddington Bear.
Yes, Paddington Bear.
Paddington is back in Paddington 2. What did you think?
You know, I was a big fan of the first one, actually, which didn't do that well, but it was actually quite fun, quite smart, had a great villain in Nicole Kidman, but it really didn't get much traction. This is actually a better film, better animation on Paddington himself, the bear. Again, great cast. Hugh Grant as the villain, a master of disguise villain. So much fun. Again, I really hope people see this because I think these movies could really be a great franchise.
I did see the trailer. It looked awfully sweet. Sweet for me isn't usually enough. You're saying it's actually got some...
I think it's also like very, very charming, and it's got a real sincerity that I think kids' films kind of lack these days. And I like that old-fashioned kind of heart to it.
And they've got that British star power back, Hugh Grant as the villain in Paddington 2. All right, Rafer, we couldn't stay away from Liam for very long. I want to go back to trivia if we can. I played for you some classic Liam Neeson. Let me round out what he had to say there because you're going to complete this speech for me. If you let my daughter go now, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. Rafer?
Listen to me very carefully, Todd. That's Taken. Right?
Yeah.
Liam Neeson?
Complete it.
Oh, I don't know if I can complete the whole speech.
Oh, that's
Sorry.
Your task, is to complete the famous
speech.
Complete
the famous speech.
I will do it again. If you let my daughter go now, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you.
But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Taken.
I didn't get it. Sorry, Todd.
Liam Neeson. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. And full Liam all the time. Thanks, Rafer.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.